Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
AFR Insurance proudly serves communities throughout Oklahoma, but we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company, urban or rural. We're your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in Oklahoma. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
We had the opportunity earlier this week to sit down with the frontrunner of the GOP gubernatorial candidates, Mick Cornett, right here at our studios, where he took time to talk about his thoughts on Oklahoma's ag economy and how he might work to improve it if he were to win the race for governor this November. While Mr. Cornett admits that he is not himself from a rural background, he says he is learning about the challenges Oklahomans in the industry are facing. He has taken it upon himself to meet with OSU economists as well as local farmers and ranchers themselves to listen to their concerns and ask their advice in how to fix the problems they're dealing with. Coupled with that approach, Cornett says he is also well-equipped, both in applicable work experience and in character, to tackle these challenges as Oklahoma's next governor. During his interview, he laid out his vision for progressing Oklahoma's ag industry and how that ties into his overall strategy for improving the state's current position and setting it up for continued success in the future.
The ag industry is a perfect example of an area I want to grow, and I would like to see more spin-off businesses created from a lot of the research that takes place in Stillwater, in genetics, for instance. We ought to be growing our economy through ag-related investments, and the state's spending a lot of money on agriculture and education involved in the ag industry, and we ought to be creating more spinoff businesses and keep more of the economy in the state. In other words, we grow a lot of crops, but then we send a lot of crops out over the state line into other states for the next level of processing, and I'd like to see us try and figure out a way to create industries here that can keep more of the dollars inside the state. And with all the research in areas like genetics and crop rotation and all those things that are going on in Oklahoma State, there ought to be new spinoff businesses created where we can employ Oklahomans and continue to capitalize on what's our legacy.
In other news today, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose slightly in the month of June, coming in at an index of 143, 2 points higher than May. Ag producers' sentiment rose slightly in spite of economic challenges like retaliatory tariffs from American trading partners. This month's slight rise in the index was surprising given a collapse in prices for some of the key agricultural commodities. For example, corn, soybeans, and wheat prices peaked in May before dropping somewhat in early June. Prices tumbled in mid-June when it became apparent that the trade war with China would not be resolved before tariffs kicked in. The small rise in sentiment masks a larger fear among producers about the uncertainty of future conditions. Producers are less optimistic, shown by the number of respondents who expect good times in the year ahead, dropping from 32% in May to 26% in June. When farmers were asked about future growth opportunities in their operations, most respondents don't expect to increase the acreage of their farms over the next 12 months.
You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, it's the 30th annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 9th through the 13th of July. It'll be coming live from Breckenridge, Colorado, from Beaver Run Resort. 217,000 head will be offered on Dish Network, on DirecTV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 8:30 a.m. Central Time each morning, the auction itself at 9 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.